This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stasio. Jelly Sisaho and Kaira Ba may sound like a West African band, but 4 out of 5 members are actually North Carolinians. Band members grew up listening to rhythm and blues, and those roots stretch back to West Africa. But their most significant influence came from meeting Jelly, the Senegalese musician who is now the frontman of that band. Kaira Ba recently traveled to Senegal with Jelly. They stayed with his family, studied the culture and the music and much more. And they shared their own musical interpretations with the community. All the band members are here, and they believe in music's unique ability to bring together people from different cultures and backgrounds. Kaira Ba is Jelly Sisaho, who is on vocals and kora. John Westmoreland's on the guitar, Jonathan Henderson on bass, Austin McCall on drums, Will Ridenour on percussion. They're going to be playing at Friends Fest tomorrow night, 10:30, at the Haw River Ballroom in Saxapahaw, but they're here with us now. Welcome to all of you. Great to have you here.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jelly, let's see, when you moved to North Carolina, you were hoping to find a group of musicians. Did you think you'd find a group as talented as these guys?
When I first moved to here, you know what my father used to tell me? He told me, believe yourself everywhere you're going. Believe yourself. You're going to find what you need. You're going to get it. So when I moved to North Carolina, I know I'm going to find good musicians, good people also.
And it's important to you because you came from a family of musicians where this is taken very seriously.
That's true. It's very important. Yeah.
So talk about how did you actually meet up and get together?
Yeah, first I met John. So when I first met John, you know, we would get together, play one time, two time, you know. And then one day I went to Pepper Hand show, me and my wife and my wife's mom. So we went to Pepper Hand show. That's where I met Will and Austin.
And, of course, Pepper Hand Puppets reside up there in Saxapahaw.
That's right.
And they have shows all over the area. But
yeah.
That's a kind of crazy group to run into. You
right.
See all those giant puppets, and you think, right. I'm into something good now, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Would you play something for us now? Will you play a song for us?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Jelly Cisaho and Kaira Ba live on the State of Things. You can hear them tonight. No, it's tomorrow night. Tomorrow night at 10:30, Haw River Ballroom, Saxapaha. What a great sound and a great song.
Thank you.
That when you went back to Senegal to visit your family and your community and brought these guys with you, what was that like?
It first is make me happy when I brought these people and my family. My family first, they don't believe it because you can leave with somebody, you don't know his talent. So when I first take these people in Senegal, we play outside the street, big street, a lot of people. My family keeping ask me, Jelly, where you find these people? Can you keep these people? They awesome. We cannot believe they can play African music like that. Yeah, they really happy.
Jonathan, what was it like for you to go there and get that kind of reception?
Yeah, I mean, it was. I feel so grateful to have had that experience. It was an enormous learning opportunity. And it was just wonderful to get to visit Jelly's family and, you know, see the place that he comes from. We had that same show that Jelly was talking about turned into this really wonderful kind of celebration by the end. There's one song, Jabu, that's on our record that we play. We played like a 50-minute version of that song, and it's like a really fast, up-tempo song, but everybody wanted to come up and say something. People, you know, uncles, all these family members wanted to come up and say their piece on the mic, so we ended up stretching that song out, and I think Austin's arms were about ready to fall off.
Is that pretty common now? You get up in the middle of a song and people do shout-outs, or what are they saying when they get up and say their piece?
Because they're so excited, you know? Yeah. So everybody have a word to say, like, first word, they thankful about the people playing the music. And then second is about Jelly, how you sweet to your sister.
Mm. Oh, so commentary and all that. A little bit like, so now you know what it was like for the Grateful Dead, I guess, without benefit of whatever it was that kept them going. Let me ask you to play another song. Let's do that. Would you play a song?
Okay. We're going Jordasani.
While you're doing that, Jelly, I guess you made that kora, is that right?
Yes.
Trying to tune, and I'm talking to the guy who's tuning his kora. Okay, it's like the dentist, you know? You got your mouth wide open, and but that's a pretty incredible instrument.
Will can tell you something about the little bit of history of that instrument.
Sure. So the kora goes way, way, way back, and it's passed down generation to generation. Jelly learned it from his father and his uncle and several male family members in his family. So he's been playing this instrument since he was 5 years old.
Well, and it's a gourd-like belly that allows for the amplification, and then more like a harp-like kind of a bar that goes up and holds many, many strings. How many strings?
22
strings. So
it used to be 21, but my generation, we do 22.
Wow. Well, it sounds great, and it's more than just power chords, I'll tell you. About ready?
Yeah. Lidi joy lo nama, ala samayai, lidi jachal na na yainu damnozim.
On the State of Things. Well, you're in trouble now. You just woke up the staff of the State of Things, and they do not like to be awake during this show. This is their nap time. They go out, and that thing was banging. Wow, what a song that is. Is that an original song? Do you, or is that a traditional song?
This song is belong to my mom. Oh. My mom used to sing this song. So I learned it from listening to my mom. But I've never played this song in my life.
Wow.
Yeah, but when my mom passed away, I take it. Oh. It's beautiful.
Well, it's beautiful work. We can hear you tomorrow night. I want to say thank you, and I want to leave you time to play us out. So thank you very much, Jelly Sisoho and Kairo Ba. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Frank.
And the band is John Westmoreland on guitar, Jonathan Henderson on bass, Austin McCall on drums, Will Ridenour is on percussion, and Jelly Sisoho plays the kora and does the vocals. And they are going to be playing Friends Fest tomorrow night, 10:30. Haw River Ballroom, that is a beautiful place, by the way.
It's wonderful.
It's Saxapaha. It's a great place to see a concert and hear great music. That's tomorrow night, 10:30, Haw River Ballroom in Saxapaha. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Jelly Sisoho and Kairo Ba.
Thank you.
niku bahlangon niku ragaloni ala niku jule Dem na ne, dem na ne, dem na ne, dem na ne, dem na ne.